Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Matthew Scott. Peacekeeping in the Central African nation of the DRC has many parties involved. Then a massive Bible translation project in the MENA region needs your help. We'll share that story with you in just a few moments. But first, after 30 years of conflict, it's no surprise that peace talks in the Democratic Republic of the Congo have many layers. One front is with its neighbor, Rwanda. Another front is with the rebel group M23, only one of more than 100 militant groups in eastern DRC. This month, M23 and the government took another step towards implementing their stalled July peace agreement. But Ilya Zadi, with Open Doors International, warns about another layer these peace talks are missing: Islamic extremism.
But we are saying, pay attention. This is not enough to bring peace in the DRC. We need to consider the activity of Islamic State there.
In particular, the Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF.
A radical Islamic group with a clear affiliation with Islamic State. So ADF is Islamic State in Eastern DRC.
Like ISIS, ADF wants to set up Sharia law. It targets Christians as part of its strategy. One attack September 8th left at least 70 Christians killed and 100 kidnapped in one village.
Let's pray for peace for them. And let's pray for this church to stand to be resilient. And let's pray for the international community to pay attention. Terrible things are happening in sub-Saharan Africa and particularly in Eastern DRC. And there is a strong feeling of abandonment.
Then, the ceasefire in Gaza continues to hold as decisions are made regarding which international forces will have a ground presence there. SGA's Eric Mock says the prospect of long-term peace in the region is unrealistic, given historical and religious tensions between Muslims and Christians.
And so, behind all the peace process remains the very real reality that our hope for the future and their hope for the future are decidedly different.
The good news is that God is advancing his church in Israel. Through their work with Slavic immigrants, SGA is seeing God move among the country's Russian-speaking population.
SGA is happy to support a growing network of Bible-teaching, gospel-sharing and teaching churches.
Since public faith-sharing is not a cultural norm in the Middle East, discipleship happens elsewhere. SGA is involved in aid, church planting, and training, along with other aspects of church development. Learn more and find prayer points at missionnews.org. And depending on who you ask, the Middle East North Africa region holds between 400 and 800 unreached people groups. Millions of people do not know or follow Christ. The Bible is available in modern standard Arabic, a dominant trade language for the MENA region, but Dane with Unfolding Words says,
many of them have a tribal language or a heart language, which is not Arabic. And millions of them do not have their own translation of the Bible.
Unfolding Word is working to change this by helping believers in the MENA region translate God's word for themselves.
All of our Bible translation tools need to be translated into Modern Standard Arabic. And from Modern Standard Arabic, they can then go into all of the languages that cover the Middle East and North Africa.
The Bible Society of Jordan does most of the legwork, translating Unfolding Word resources into MENA trade language.
They are experts in Modern Standard Arabic, and they are deeply committed to sharing God's love with the whole Arabic-speaking world.
Look for the full report online at missionnews.org to learn how you can help.
The Sudanese young man was telling the Bible Society of Jordan guys, thank you for the book packages that you translated. We have, for the very first time, translated God's word into my people group. My people group has never, ever had this. People are coming to Christ. We're planting churches in Sudan and South Sudan because of your work.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.